Yeah. Just tell me about yourself and your exhibition.
I'm Alla Dul, and mm-hmm. I'm from Russia. I'm born in St. Petersburg, but last few years I live in India, like basic, and I move other country just for short time, and then I come back. And my place where I'm stay is usually it's Gokarna in Vashisht, it's Manali. And now I have exhibition in Auraville, and before I've been just one day, and by occasionally I meet with Dharmeshan Gallery, and I see this beautiful place, and I saw so many beautiful eyes around, so of course I think it will be good to bring my picture inside of this area and to be inside of this community. And now I did this, and I think it's quite successful because I manage some special atmosphere in my exhibition where the people can be relaxed and just look, not speak so much, not speak even inside of themselves.
Okay, yesterday I visited your gallery, and it was very interesting because you painted on wood. So I want just to ask, what's this idea, how it came to you to paint it on wood? This is interesting.
I always want to find some wood which I can use for painting, and probably its idea comes from icon, Russian icon, 14th, 16th circle, which I really like. And even I go like a big gallery like Louvre or Hermitage or any museum, for me one of the most interesting part is icon. First I find new one wood and I don't like. And then I find old wood, and then I understand that this is what I really want. And it's one of the things, because it's warm, so it's just pleasure to touch, and it's very similar, wood is very similar with human, and all my painting is at people, so it's face or hands or complete person, so it's pleasure for touching. Is it similar with what I do inside, and how you can see in my painting, is it picture is come inside of the wood, so they together work for make some image.
Nice. And it was your first time you painted on wood?
No, I painted on the wood last 3 years, 4 years. Uh-huh. Before I paint on canvas, I still paint on canvas, but canvas are like very big, like 2 meters. So it's better to do in Europe where I have studio. And wood, and they have story. If it's old wood, they have story, especially have some very specific piece of wood sometimes, like from temple, or one piece of wood I find in Kathmandu, it was some word of Buddha, which it was right and almost disappear. And then I don't know what this means because it was in Sanskrit. And then I paint Dalai Lama there, but I make photo before of this word. And after this, I understand that it was word of Buddha. So some of these have a really interesting story.
Mm-hmm. And usually what is the theme of your paintings? Because in this gallery, I saw you just use with the portrait and and you use the hands. So I want just to know usually which theme and in the topic or theme you like to use and you like to paint. It depends on your feeling, or just talk about this, please.
I can say that I paint not portrait, it's more face, because it's without some social thing, so even you can't understand sometimes it's man or woman. So for me, just interesting of level of conscience of the person, and this is the most interesting things which I can find. And is it a lot of times it's eyes or it's hands, and by eyes it's something which we can, when we see any eyes, is it something unpersonal things? Is it really connect us with something more than our personal story inside of this exactly body? And hands are the most plastical, most personal things which we have in our part of our body. So for me, I just look for, I search inside of me and outside of me. And the for this reason, because I'm still going to look for who I am, to paint the person who has eyes, which it's bring you to some high level of conscience. It's a very effective practice for me.
Nice. And have you had any exhibition in India? I mean, in other city like Kerala, mm-hmm. or this is your first time having exhibition in India in Auroville?
My first time it was exhibition in Rorich Museum in Nagar. Manali, mm-hmm. where he lives, it's a very special place. They have some microclimate there. And I did this because I live just 20 kilometers from there, and a lot of painting I did just the same valley. So I did it, and I really like that my painting, it was between of all this energy and in the same valley with all these mountains and apple garden and all this. And so it's second time I do in India. So usually my exhibition in Russia and Europe, but more than I stay in India, more I think that I must to show people here. Because when I do in Nagar and Rorik Gallery, it was almost like 80% it was Indian who comes. And I like then I not only take inspiration from India culture or even I take Indian wood, I give back after. So probably I will do sometimes an India exhibition.
And you think maybe after next year or later, do you like to have an exhibition again in Auroville?
It's much more possible. Actually, I'm just now a little bit relaxing from my duty to advertisement of exhibition and meet people and invite. So I just first day like tourist in Auroville and look around and feel the people. And I'm just for now, I met a lot of incredible and interesting people and lighting. So I'm sure I would like to come back. And the Auroville looks like place where if you stay here, better to do something here. So I can do only these things. So is it? I think yeah, I will have one more exhibition.
Are you satisfied with the visitors? I mean, about the people coming to gallery. What do you think about it? In Auroville, you think people pay attention to art and they come to visit or not?
I don't know how it's usually, but in my open day, I make like some atmosphere, like because they. I make sound, smell, even like, so I use all part of space when I present the picture, and I try to do some atmosphere where the people can really look in the picture, because we lost this tradition to come exhibition and to really look. Usually we look 10 pictures for 1 minute, and we think we are so everything. It's impossible, it's not work like this. So in Auroville, people much more meditate. I have like, I don't know, 40 people, 50 people in open day exhibition, and I can say that more than half, they really look in the picture. In Europe and Russia, it's almost not happened. So people here, they much more ready for researching themselves, because art is it only for this. It's not art, nothing can do if the person not do nothing. If you look in the picture, I can't say what inside of this picture. It's only the person who look in the picture can answer in this himself. So in Auroville, people is a much more ready for art generally.
That's nice. And what is the last date of your exhibition?
I think 12 evening I will packing, because I must to go, and I have open day of my exhibition 15th next place.
Nice. Thank you so much for your time. Really, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.